What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. I want to thank you for joining me today. I am very excited to share this topic with you guys. You know that I'm a huge, huge proponent of learning, lifelong learning, getting better 1% every single day. And I want to give you guys kind of a quick, a hack, like a life hack for learning. And now, before I start, I just want to give you a disclaimer here that it's going to cost a little bit more money to do this, okay? This isn't something that, you know, is like super cheap and super free. You're kind of like doubling your expenses for the books that you're purchasing and the books that you're going to be buying. So just wanted to give you that disclaimer. So let's get started. Here's how you learn 2 times faster and learn how to speed read hack, okay? This may not work for you guys. You got to make sure that you test it out. If it works for you, great. This is what works for me. And I wanted to share this information because I think it'll be helpful. So here's what you do. We're going to keep it very, very simple. First things first, get a pen or a pencil, get a piece of paper or notebook or journal or something you can write on, and also get a physical book. Okay. Get a physical book, sit down at a desk, get a physical book. Also get that same book on Audible. Or you can maybe find it. There are some free audiobooks on YouTube, so you can Google that as well. Like if you type in the title of the book and then just type in full audiobook, you might find some full audiobooks online there as well for free. So physical book, pen and paper or notebook, Audible, and make sure you're putting Audible on 1.5 speed. Okay, I tried 2x speed on there and it was too much. And it also depends on the reader. If the reader is reading too fast or whatever, then it becomes kind of crazy on 2x. So I would go at a minimum of 1.25 on Audible or 1.5 max. I've even tried 1.75. Try that too. It doesn't matter. You know, they all pretty much whatever, find what works for you. I found that 1.5 works best for me. And then if you can handle it, 1.75 or 2x, just try it out. So the point is this, you have all these, you have a physical book that you're reading. So when you go to read the book, make sure you're reading the book in your hand or whatever. You have a pen and paper for notes. You also have a pen to annotate within the physical book as well. And what I find is when I do this, it kind of opens up my mind for ideas. And as you're reading, make sure to put on the Audible version of that book and listen to it while you're reading the words on the page, okay? This might sound really strange, but I swear you, it works and it helps me comprehend things so much better, and I can get through a book very quickly that way, and it helps me speed read, okay? Not only that, to read along and become faster at reading and to keep up with the Audible at that hyper speed, it's very simple, guys. You put your finger and you cover the words below the line that you're reading. So if you're reading the top or, you know, the third line, then cover the fourth line. And as you're going through, it's such a simple thing, guys, but all you have to do is put your finger below the words that you're reading, the line below, okay? So think about all this, think about this environment that I've just set up for you, right? You're reading a book, make sure it's nonfiction, by the way, in my opinion. You could read some fiction. There's a previous episode I talked about where, you know, the majority of my books are nonfiction. And that's just my preference, guys. Like, I prefer nonfiction. I prefer reading about business and marketing and sales and, you know, things like that. So, and self-development, obviously. But make sure you go listen to that previous episode because I talk about why I do that. And also, you know, why having some fiction in your life is also nice to have, too, to kind of break things up a little bit. In terms of fantasy or sci-fi or storylines, or I like dystopian stuff. So anyway, So think about the environment. You have a physical book, you have a pen and paper, and then you also have Audible as you're reading. So as you're listening to the words, you're reading along in the book, Sometimes they may not match up because of different versions and stuff, but I would just, you know, make sure that you have the same version. Read along in the book, listen to the Audible, and put it up a little bit faster speed. And I guarantee to you guys, you're going to start oh, and your finger. Make sure your finger is running along the line so that you're focused on that one line as you're reading it. And I guarantee you guys, you're going to start to see an improvement of your reading comprehension. And it's basically a speed read hack, okay? So I want you guys to experiment with this and let me know what you think. Because like I said, this works really well for me. And it's helped me, you know, absorb information much quicker. And at the end of the day, if you can learn faster, and you know, if you can learn faster than the next person, then you're already ahead of the game. I remember listening to Bill Gates, and he said, I think there was an interview question where they asked him, and they said, if you had one superpower, what would that be? Okay, and I think they said, you know, they were like, if you could fly or be invisible or have super strength or what is the other thing? Like crazy, you could shoot lasers with your eyes, whatever it is, right? What would that be? So that's what I was expecting him to say, like a crazy superhero power. You know what he said, guys? He said, I wish I had the superpower to learn faster, to be the fastest learner, and to read books extremely quickly. Okay? So when Bill Gates says something like that, that really makes you think, right? Most people want to fly and be invisible and all that stuff, but I wonder why he wants to learn faster than the next person. So let that marinate for you guys. And I hope you enjoy the day today. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave me feedback. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. I answer all my direct messages. I got some really cool messages recently, so thank you for those. And feel free to reach out to me at YourRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram at YourRichieRich and at Beach Property Guy. Take care.